Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
People say, "I got you," all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. WeShare Health. We got you.
The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.
Yes, sir. 4 o'clock hour, and we will begin with the stock market report that is sponsored by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. Call 1-800-747-FREE, 1-800-747-3733. Dow Jones up 139 points today, S&P 500 up 60 points, and the NASDAQ up 336 points. That's over a full percent, so not a bad Thursday in the markets. And your world football scoreboard right now is brought to you by your local Twin Peaks. Twin Peaks is truly unmatched for every match, with 29-degree drafts of Michelob Ultra, spicy margaritas made with Casamigos, and unrivaled views all tournament. Twin Peaks eats, drinks, scenic views, and the tournament is underway. What do you know, Solana, for the scoreboard?
France with a dangerous cross header at the goalkeeper, and the Morocco keeper is able to make a save. So first 5 minutes, France with the first big opportunity to score.
Nil-nil. What are the ticket prices like for the Norway-England match?
I do know that since the U.S. was eliminated and since Portugal was eliminated, overall ticket prices have dropped a large percentage. Again, overall, I haven't looked at...
But it's not like you can waltz into Hard Rock Stadium or Miami Stadium, what they're calling it, for not a pretty penny.
Right. I'll double check what the ticket prices are like right now. But my guess is you got to pay a couple G's to go watch England and Norway here in Miami.
Morocco's little outfits are terrible.
Their little outfits? Okay.
Yeah, little Christmas trees are terrible.
Oh, yeah. What are they? Red and red and green?
Red and green. Well, their flag is red and green.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Garbage.
All right. Let's see. Tickets, July 11th. Norway versus England. The cheapest ticket right now is $2,657 to sit row 26 in the 300 level. That's over 1,000 less than the Colombia-Portugal game, yeah, which was a group stage game. So you're getting to watch a quarterfinal game for around $3,000.
Crazy.
I mean, Norway's been one of the best.
No, they're fun. They travel. Team. They travel well. They're fun. Like, yeah. It's. I mean, listen. It's still, like you say, a you're at a stage right now where you're getting to see high drama. So you ain't walking in for a couple bucks.
Yep.
Yeah. France putting that pressure on them. Full court press. I love it.
My guess is they were heavy favorites coming in. I didn't check the odds.
Has to be, right?
Yeah. I mean, Morocco's in the semifinal in 2022.
No, I get it, but France was the favorite coming into the tournament.
Yeah.
Did you end up betting it?
Yeah. Who'd I got France to win it all. France?
Oh, you have France to win the entire tournament?
Yeah, I think I got plus 600, 700.
France,
this is weeks ago.
France right now is minus 185, so it's probably about what it opened at.
Yeah.
Morocco plus 550.
That's probably the biggest favorite in all these quarterfinals.
Yeah,
games.
For sure.
Maybe Argentina, Switzerland, maybe, but Argentina taken to the absolute death versus Cabo Verde, and they were massive favorites in that game. And then
Argentina,
against Egypt.
Argentina is minus 150. Switzerland is plus 500.
All right.
So, similar. Huge favorite. England minus 115. Norway plus 300. Spain minus 160. Belgium plus 450.
I might take a flyer on Switzerland because two games were Argentina. They're the better side, Argentina. It's not close. But two
games.
But
they're getting lucky to come out of there with the dubs.
They've been exposed two times, yeah, where they're giving up goals, and Switzerland proved against Colombia that they can defend well. They're on another level than Egypt is, I think, in terms of talent, and they actually are going to be able to put pressure on Argentina. It just seems like at some point your luck runs out.
But then again, you could also look at it and say, when you have Leo Messi on your team, your luck doesn't run out.
Yep,
it doesn't ever run out.
That's
you
fair.
Have it forever as long as he's there. All right, let's do headlines. Rod Allen is going to join us this hour. We'll talk some Marlins baseball with him. Headlines brought to you by Doral Kia in Miami. At a Domino's game, you'll find your abuelito. And when you want a low price, you save with your Pricito. Save now with your Pricito at Doral Kia.
I'll just revisit that Raptor story because it is breaking news. The Raptors releasing a press release that their trade with the Clippers for Kawhi Leonard is being put on hold because the NBA league office informed them that as a result of that ongoing investigation involving the Clippers, they would assume the risk of any potential outcome of the investigation impacting Kawhi Leonard. So I don't think it's a big surprise.
It doesn't look like this is going to stop the transaction. It looks like Toronto is saying, hey, NBA, hustle this along. Give us a decision, and then we can move along with our lives.
Yeah.
Why doesn't the NBA tell whatever firm that they hired, independent firm that's investigating this story, hey, we need an answer?
Well, that's
here.
Not how investigations work.
Well, it can, right? As
well,
as a
no.
league
I mean,
office.
If there's a million depositions to be had and a million notes to go over and like to do a thorough investigation, you can't go into it with, oh, we think this is the truth and we'll now prove the truth. You almost try to do the opposite. You try to prove the opposite of what you believe.
No.
Right, but what if it carries over into next season? I mean, you can't.
No, I got you. There's a reason that you want to have a quick resolution. Obviously, the Heat would have benefited from a quick resolution. But in all these investigations that are meant to be thorough, the last thing you want is to come up with a resolution and an edict. And then 3 months later, find out new information that because you rushed your investigation, you didn't have all the information. And now you're stuck with a verdict that either is wrong or needs to be revised, but you've already said, hey, the trade's gone through and here's what we're doing.
Yeah, and to Hawk's point, they're not worried about the NBA schedule. They're worried about getting the investigation right.
Yeah. I mean, it really, you know, when you look at it, if you're talking about actually circumventing the salary cap, which is their for a huge reason, parity, mm-hmm. right? So if you're talking about a team actively circumventing the salary cap, it's one of the biggest issues that a league can have, that and gambling. You're talking about bending the rules to make it an unfair advantage or disadvantage if you're betting against yourself or your team. Like, you're really talking about the integrity of the league.
Because that wasn't that the whole conspiracy back in the day, like when Shaq was here, Mickey Arison I used to remember reading that, like Mickey Arison's giving him Carnival Cruise Line money underneath the table to keep him here.
Yeah, I mean, all that stuff is obviously applicable when you look at, you know, business owners who have multiple business interests, and then all of a sudden an athlete has a vested interest in one of their other businesses. Like, yeah, you can look at it and say, well, that doesn't seem fair. So, yeah, I don't think that it's unique that team owners try to circumvent the salary cap, just like I don't think it's unique when Stephen Ross tried to meet Tom Brady on a boat, and I don't think it's unique when there's tampering before the legal tampering period. Like, but when you do find it and it's provable, you have to take it with the utmost seriousness.
And they have to prove that they're doing something.
That too.
They can't be the, like, the NCAA right now looks so dumb. Like, it looks silly because they have no control of anything. You have to prove that as a league, I can take things into our building and make something happen. They have to prove their worth.
But not just to prove their worth. They've got 30 billionaires who are supposedly playing by the rules. If I'm a team that thought I had a chance at Kawhi Leonard but couldn't afford him, and then I find out one of my competitors really wasn't able to afford him either, but they did something outside of the rules, I'm an owner. And I'm going, hey, what the hell are you doing, Adam Silver? Like, for college football, you almost have to do it because fans and, you know, everyone's involved. This, you're talking about owners not being able to acquire possibly one of the premier talents because they were playing by the rules and mm-hmm. finding out that one of their compatriots wasn't. That's the real danger there, is you have to answer to the other owners.
And the apron stuff that I don't even understand, Salon. If you tried to explain it to me, the first apron, second apron, all these aprons, I don't know. I cook without an apron. I don't know what it means. I can shoot somebody some stock in one of my other companies to get them to my team, and I can keep it under the apron. $20 million to Steve Ballmer is nothing.
Nothing.
We found out, going back to the World Cup, Christian Pulisic, remember, he leaves the game early, USA versus Belgium.
Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. An Autodesk company.
People say, "I got you," all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. We share health. We got you.
Data centers don't wait, and neither should your supply chain. From power and connectivity to racks and critical power, Graybar brings the products and the experience data centers need now. And with deep inventory and logistics expertise, we keep projects moving from first delivery to final install. With hundreds of locations and a nationwide delivery fleet, we help you bring facilities online on time and on budget. Yep, Graybar does that.
Gear from MLBShop.com helps you show everyone what team you're with before you even say a word. So people start asking you things locals and fans know, like,
you with the crew?
You from the D?
Where'd you go to high school?
Your dad put you in brown and gold?
You see skins, girl?
You get your Dodger dog?
Siempre 305?
You see Big Dumper 60?
Do you see him put Vladdy in the jacket?
How about 47?
You see Judges 62?
Shohei's 50-50.
The gear says it all.
Cut from the city. Go to MLBShop.com.
MLB trademarks used with permission.
And then after the game, one of his quotes that was pulled and just went mega viral. Everybody's reacting to the quote. He was asked about the injury, and he said, "Y'all have time to rest up now and get better." It was reported yesterday by The Athletic that he sustained a bone bruise and a microfracture in his lower leg against Belgium, and he's going to end up being sidelined for a few weeks.
Yeah, I don't doubt, by the way, listen, his performance was awful.
Awful.
And his performance throughout the 10 years that he's supposed to be the star component of USA, it's never really been the most fruitful. But that guy wasn't dogging it out there in the second half or after the injury. Like, he came out of that match. There's no way he's coming out of the match because he's playing poorly. He wants to be in there. He was obviously injured. We know now it's a legitimate injury. But I don't think that's where the criticism was coming from. The criticism is from the results. And obviously he's saying, I have to rest, but whatever. I didn't think it was the worst thing either.
Landon Donovan. Lit his ass up. Oh, yeah. He lit him up.
Well, Harley Donovan, Lloyd did.
They were all lighting his ass up. But Landon Donovan's take on the injury itself was, you'd have to kill me to get me off that field. And while I understand that mentality, right?
You have a microfracture. First of all, I was watching him, and I'm yelling, he's got to get him out of there because he couldn't walk.
Couldn't walk. And you end up doing more damage when you're down two goals.
Yes.
You're doing more damage as a player who cannot move and has a microfracture in his foot that he shoots with. You do more damage to your team staying in the game. I don't know. I understand crushing Christian Pulisic. He didn't do anything the last 6 months coming into this tournament. Literally had zero goal contributions in Italy in the Serie A with AC Milan coming into the tournament. He gets to the tournament. He didn't play in the Gold Cup last summer because he wanted to be healthy for this tournament. Plays a half, gets hurt, comes back, doesn't play well. Never had like that one beautiful moment in for USA in this World Cup. Like, it was wildly underwhelming. But people that were crushing him for the injury.
Right. And he wasn't coming out of the game because for no, like a cramp.
He didn't cramp up and say, hey, yeah, take me out.
Yeah,
I'm good.
Yeah.
It was just silly. And
he
now,
was trying to gut it out. Dude had a microfracture. That's not easy. Like, there's a reason. But I think, again, the greater criticism is the stars for all the different countries. Mbappe, unbelievable tournament.
Yep.
Messi, unbelievable tournament. My guy, Erling Haaland. Yeah, unbelievable tournament. Like, and then you get to Pulisic. He did nothing.
Yeah.
He's not on that
microfracture
level.
No. He's that guy for USA.
But the reality is, he might be the best player for USA.
That's what I'm saying, is he hasn't looked like the best player for USA.
He hasn't.
He's not on that level, you're correct.
He's not even close to that level. Yep. And he's still the greatest U.S. soccer player, for me, in the history of the game, when you consider what he's accomplished at the European level. But he's not even close to the Messi, Mbappe, Erling Haaland level. Like, he's just not.
You got to throw Harry Kane on that list.
And Harry Kane.
Look at you guys, man. Yeah. Holy.
You got to throw Harry Kane on that
list. Let's do a trivia. Do a trivia. Soccer trivia. Come on.
Who won the first World Cup ever?
Uruguay.
Look at that, man.
Talk about
it. Yes, I knew that. I died on Friday night one time. Saturday, 14 tackles, 2 sacks, interception, ran back for a touchdown.
You had more microfractures than interceptions.
I actually did.
Shams Charania was on NBA Today, quote, on teams and suitors attempting to contact LeBron James. Some of them have been able to send a voice note to LeBron James via Rich Paul. Send it to Rich Paul. That makes its way to LeBron James.
That's the way to do it, man. I told you, I watched that quarterback show. And it was, who was it, Kirk Cousins that was sending it? Who's the coach of Minnesota?
Kevin O'Connell.
Yeah, sending voice memos. Voice memos. That's the way to go.
I hate voice memos.
Yeah, but that way I don't have to risk you answering the phone. But I get to leave you a voicemail, essentially, without the risk of you of me actually having to talk to you. I send you a voice memo. I cut out the middleman of the risk.
But I hate it. I hate when people send me voice memos. Now I got to listen to them, and now it's 4 minutes long because you're just on a monologue. I hate them.
I'm going to send you a voice memo right now.
I'm doing it.
Hey, Crowder.
Yeah, I'll send me a voice memo. It's going to get left on red.
Maybe try clearing your throat every now and then. You sound very gurgly this segment.
Hey, big head. Finally, guys, have you heard of this cyclosoriasis?
No.
So there's a foodborne parasitic illness.
I didn't know that was the name.
I probably botched it. Cyclosoriasis.
Psoriasis is a skin disease.
Yeah.
Yeah. But this has to do with ass. Cyclosoriasis. Mm. Foodborne parasitic illness. It causes explosive diarrhea.
Yeah.
And apparently, like in big cities, especially in New York, they found several cases. And in a lot of cases, people haven't even been traveling out of the country. So you can't blame it on the water in Mexico. This is just a foodborne parasite that's going around right now. But Taco Bell has responded. And at several locations, they've reportedly taken lettuce, pico, and guacamole off their menus amid the outbreak.
And I saw people tweeting about it. How about this? Because it's obviously it's passed through these vegetables that aren't washed properly. But I saw someone tweeting about it, like, amazing. It's not the meat at Taco Bell that was causing this. It's the vegetables.
Explosive diarrhea.
I love that because I'm a huge fan of complete evacuation, and I don't care how you get it.
I've had this my whole life. People are just getting this?
Nah, bro. I read one person that had it, and it's not like, oh, my stomach hurts, let me go to the toilet, and then, you know, what happens. It's like you look down, and like you didn't know it was happening, and you look down.
It's grown people boo-booing down their leg.
Wow.
Boo-booing down their legs.
It's all right.
Ain't no way.
I don't mind.
You feel it coming. You feel the gargle something. I don't believe this.
Oh, man. I don't know. Marlins play tonight. 6:40 p.m. is your first pitch. Marlins on deck get started at 6 o'clock with Steven Strom. Then Jack McMullen and Rod Allen will have your call.
Rod Allen's going to join us in the next segment.
Yeah. Yeah. I see him right now. He is connected. He's in the booth.
I do see him over there. Look at that.
LD Park.
Yeah, he's ready to go.
All right. Your weather. In South Florida right now, it is 90 degrees, which means the roof, I imagine, will be closed tonight at LD Park. Tonight, the lows are going to be...
You keep calling it LD Park, huh? And I haven't so bit, but I'm going to bit. No, I'm going to bite.
You're going to bit?
Nobody calls it LD Park, do they?
No, they do.
No.
LD?
LD, everybody calls it LD Park.
I'm not so certain.
You goofball friends and
ask,
all your
ask Rod,
buddies?
I guarantee, on the broadcast, LD. They're at the LD.
We're keeping the roof closed at the LD tonight?
At the LD, yeah. Everybody calls it that.
All right.
Yeah. I think I heard Peter Bendix call it that a couple weeks ago. That weather report is brought to you by Tornado Roofing and Contracting. Storm season is coming. Make sure your home is ready. Get your free roof and window estimate today. Visit tornadoroofing.com.
France and Morocco, 0-0. in the 22nd minute. Rod Allen, Marlins broadcaster, is going to join us in the next segment, so do not go anywhere.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
Man, ain't nobody worried about no damn Ian Ingold.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
People say, "I got you," all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. We Share Health. We got you.
Data centers don't wait, and neither should your supply chain. From power and connectivity to racks and critical power, Graybar brings the products and the experience data centers need now. And with deep inventory and logistics expertise, we keep projects moving from first delivery to final install. With hundreds of locations and a nationwide delivery fleet, we help you bring facilities online on time and on budget. Yep, Graybar does that.
Keep cool out there, folks. It's going to be a hot one.
We the people love summer baseball. The food is over the top. The cheers come from the chest. We came with friends, but we met new ones. We have seats, but we're standing. They say it's anyone's game. But from what we can see, it's everyone's. Baseball for the people.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple.
All right, Rod Allen's going to join us here in 1 second. Before we get to Rod, I want to remind everybody we've got this, what are we calling it, a soccer swag bundle.
Yeah.
By the way, Mbappe missed a penalty kick.
It was saved, actually, by the Moroccan goalkeeper. A great save. Guessed the right way. Caught it.
You would imagine Mbappe coming to take a penalty kick. You assume France is going to be up 1-0. They are not. Nil-nil, 32nd minute.
A lot of people who perhaps had a wager or two on any time Kylian Mbappe goal score who are sweating this one out now.
A little angry now. Yeah. Anyway, the soccer tournament's going on. We're giving away a soccer swag bundle valued at about $300 from Sinbad Sports in the Coral Ridge Mall in Fort Lauderdale. Your code word today is KIT, K-I-T. Text the word KIT to 20357. That's 20357. If you want more info, you can go to WQAM.com. It's a text contest. Message and data rates may apply. Do not text and drive. Rod Allen, Marlins broadcaster, is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. He is at Lone Depot Park. We see the Miami Marlins Radio Network sign behind him. Have you ever heard Lone Depot Park referred to as LD Park?
Never. All right. Who's dropping that over there? That's Solano?
That's Solano doing that.
No, never heard that one. And yeah. I don't know if that's going to stick either.
Are you? You're not going to adopt it for your broadcast? You're not going to call it the LD?
I'm with you, Hawk. I don't think so.
Yeah.
I'm not going to roll with it.
Not going to work. Right. What is going on with this Marlins team? There is something special about this team. And when it first started to percolate in June, maybe you looked at it with, you know, a leery eye. Hey, it's just a hot streak. All of a sudden, we're at July 9th. They are winning at an incredible clip. They are looking good in every facet of the game. So what are we to take away from this roster? Is it this good that we're seeing?
I think you should take this team seriously. There's no doubt about that. I played for a Hall of Fame manager, Sparky Anderson, and he always said that when you got to July 4th, if you were in contention, you knew the kind of team that you had. They have a good team. It's a young team. It's an unproven team. But they beat some really good pitchers. They run the bases well. Sometimes they make mistakes, but they defend up the middle. They've got a really good up the middle with Marcy and Lopez and Otto. I mean, Otto and the kid that just came up. So they're doing a wonderful job up the middle. And I think that's part of what makes this team so successful. They got a young coaching staff. They work hard. They practice hard. And now it started to spill over into the clubhouse. These guys have a lot of confidence right now. Every day they come to the ballpark, they're going up against one of the best pitchers in the league tonight. And I guarantee you, in that clubhouse, they're thinking they're going to beat this guy.
And you jumped on with Stroman yesterday and talking about it. Like, does Joe Mack make that big of a difference? Like, it's one play. It's a catcher. He's back there behind the plate. Like, he's made that big of a difference on the team and in the clubhouse.
He really has. I don't know so much about the clubhouse because he's young, and he's one of those guys that you'll see him, but you won't hear him. I mean, he's very mature for his age, but he doesn't talk a lot. He's one of those guys that's very humble. He knows what his place is, and that's a wonderful place for a young rookie like Mac. But he's already thrown out 17 base stealers. That's the most that's in the majors. He's only been here for a hot minute. So there's a lot of guys that have done it longer, but he is so efficient. He's quiet behind the plate. He can call a game, which he doesn't have to do, but he has the ability to do that. His glove is very quiet, and the pitchers just love throwing to him. In the opposition, they will not run on him. He's kind of shutting down the running game. So he's very special, and when you start to look at teams that are built to win, you kind of start with that pitching staff and the catcher that's handling them, and he has all the attributes to be a really, really good catcher. I mean, we've had some good ones here in Real Muto. Charles Johnson was an outstanding catcher out of Miami. Of course, Pudge Rodriguez stopped over for 1 year, and he was tremendous. But this guy, I mean, they're starting to mention his name in the same breath as those gentlemen.
Are the Marlins ahead of schedule when you think in totality of what the Peter Bendix era was supposed to look like? He's hired, I think it was 2023, so we're in the third season now of the Bendix era. Would you say that they're ahead of schedule, or is this what we should have been expecting maybe from this ball club at this point, where last year the way it ended was great, there was a ton of momentum coming into this year, but now it looks like, you know, they've kind of jumped into this category where they're one of the best teams in baseball? And truthfully, I wasn't expecting that at all this season in the Bendix era.
Well, Peter Bendix will tell and different. He feels like he had a team that will compete this year. What he has done in the 3 years that he has been here is nothing short of spectacular. I mean, first he tore the entire thing down, and he brought in some players from other teams, players that were good players but weren't getting an opportunity to flourish where they were playing at. He brought all these hotshot prospects here. He brought in a new coaching staff. Gabe Kapler has been tremendous behind the scenes, but he's really not behind the scenes. They've got some really bright men here, and then they put the right people in the right place, and you create a culture for these guys to get better, and they're getting better. I mean, you look at their facilities in Jupiter, and you look at their facilities here at this ballpark. I mean, if you're a player, there's no excuse for you not to get better when you have what these guys have at your disposal every single day. And they're continuing to find more and more players. It's not just these players in the big leagues. They've got some really good young kids in the minors, too, that we're going to see soon from some of these trades they've made. But Nothing short of spectacular what Peter Bendix has done, and you're starting to see other teams kind of do what he did at the trade deadline, kind of try to tear it down without a total rebuild and bring in a whole new fresh face. It's like a new organization.
And my son, I'm up here in Fort Myers right now at a perfect game tournament with my son. He plays baseball.
What position?
He's outfield. He can play first and third. He don't play in the middle, but first, third, and all the outfields. But my whole thing, and I just say, hit that damn ball, son. When they pitch that ball, if they throw us, you hit that damn ball. Is it? They've been hitting the ball for the Marlins. Are they hot right now, or do they have consistent hitters? Because I know Otto, I know X, they're gonna hit their ball, but like now Stowers did his thing last year, and he's coming on. Are they a good hitting team? Because I think overall, let me know if I'm wrong, I think hitting that damn ball is the main thing on a good team.
Well, it's hard to hit. It's never been harder to hit major league pitching than it is today. I mean, I think the major league average is right around 230. We've got two guys that are hitting 300 in Lopez and Xavier. You also have Hicks that has taken another step. You mentioned Stowers. These guys put the ball in play. They know how to put the ball in play. They're trouble for the opposition at the top of our lineup. And every now and then, the bottom of that lineup, whether it be a Casey or whether it be a Conine or whether it be a Harry Berto, who's just been going off, he really extends this lineup. He got some good players. I'm telling you, they've got a lot of guys that didn't really get an opportunity to play where they were before because they were playing behind really good players. But here they're not playing behind those players, and these guys are getting an opportunity, and some of them are running with it and taking advantage of it, like Hernandez and Otto Lopez.
Rod, is there a weakness? We were talking at the beginning of the show. I was listening to Brendan Tobin before us, and we were saying, like, they don't really seem to be showing a glaring weakness right now. A lot of times you can look at a club and say, if they got this corrected or if they address this, so what is the weakness right now with this ball club?
Well, I think they can use another bullpen piece. I mean, a really good one at the back end. I mean, that's what I'd be looking to do. I mean, I'm not Peter Bendix, and he's a lot smarter than I am, and this is way above my pay grade. But I'd be looking to add maybe a rotation piece because you just don't know what Meyer's going to do down the stretch. You don't know how much you're going to have to protect Yuri down the stretch. You know what you're going to get out of Sandy, but by and large, you got the other guys that have been mixing and matching in the rotation. So I may even gamble and go out there and try to find me a starter out there, that guy that has an expiring contract you don't have to pay a whole lot of money to, and you're not afraid to let him walk at the end of the year. And they probably could use a little bit of sock over at third base, some right-handed sock. So if they have those three guys walking through the door, man, in the next 3 weeks, I mean, I think this team is there to stay. I tell you this much, the teams that play against us and listening to their managers and their coaches, it's nothing but respect for this group now here. It's a different team. This is not the Marlins that have been here forever. This is a different kind of group. And Peter Bendix, man, he's a pro's pro. He knows how to run an organization. He reminds me a lot of David Nebrowski.
What about the lone zone? You like the lone zone?
No, not yet. I mean, stay with me. Have me on a couple times. I'll roll with you. You never know.
Don't roll with him. Don't.
Hey, I want to say it today because I had a chance to do it, man, for so long. And you guys, you know, we were talking the other day. You're talking about Yuri and the perfect game and different things like that. And I want to talk about Justin Verlander for a minute. I mean, I had a chance to watch just about every last one of this dude's starts from 2006 until 2018. What a beast. I mean, this guy was cut from a different cloth. I mean, all the Cy Youngs, the World Series championships, the no-hitters, Kate Upton. I mean, you can go a lot of different places with this dude, man. He was awfully special.
You buried the lead.
This dude, you know, and I had him when he was a baby, man, and he didn't like people, and people didn't really like him, man. He was a gangster on the mound, man. He would start at 92, 93. He'd get all the way up to 100 in that first inning if you made him, but if you didn't, he'd just sit around there 95, 96 until the ninth inning. I watched his first no-hitter against Milwaukee. The second to the last pitch he threw to J.J. Hardy was 102 miles an hour. He was 100 pitches in already. But that's different. 200 innings every single year. And I also saw Randy Johnson, so I saw some really, really good ones. But Justin Verlander, man, he should be a unanimous pick, and I'm glad he's going to the All-Star game. To watch something like that for that many years, every fifth day, and you be the analyst to do that, it's just remarkable. Miggy was on that team too. So I mean, just, and even one of your guy was on one of those teams. Brad Penny. You guys like Brad Penny?
We love Brad Penny.
Brad Penny. Brad Penny was on one of those teams in 2011 at the Titans.
Verlander, best pitcher you've ever seen?
Oh, It's between him and Randy Johnson. I mean, it really is. I saw Randy win 4 Cy Youngs in a row. I mean, I want four straight Cy Youngs in Arizona. Randy Johnson won, and the Diamondbacks were not really a great team. I mean, it was like an expansion team, but Verlander is probably the best right-hander that I've seen. I mean, there's been some good ones, and I know there's a lot of guys out there, and Clemens and all the special guys that had good careers, but. Backseat to nobody. I mean, he was a dude. I mean, his guy.
Well, hold on. I got to ask him something because he's talking about Detroit there for a long time.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm from Chicago originally, so I'm partial to deep dish pizza.
Yeah.
Detroit-style pizza, is that on top of your list? New York-style, Chicago-style?
I'm not really a Chicago-style or New York-style, but I like the thin crust. I'm not a real big, deep dish kind of guy, but I kind of like the thin crust. And if they got it at those facilities that have the all the meat and all that stuff, I'm trying to stay slim at my age and whatnot and work on my cholesterol and all those things, so I can't eat too much of that stuff.
Right, you old talking about cholesterol, man. what about the Miz, that little young pitcher? Can he keep you can't throw 104 forever. Like, can he keep that up?
See, I give you an example of Justin Verlander and then today's pitchers. And even some of our pitchers fall into this category. Yuri, the first pitch that he's going to throw on Saturday is probably going to be 98 miles an hour. Verlander, he would be 91, 92 until you hit it. And then he would show you 95, 96, 97. These kids these days, I mean, Wade lead the dugout. They're all throwing 100 miles an hour. I don't know if Mizorowski can keep it up. I sure hope that he can keep it up. But I know that every time he pitches, everybody out there, all the analysts, they all talk about the possibility of him getting injured. And I don't like the way that they talk about that, but that's just the nature of our game when you have a guy that throws as hard as he does. But he is a wonderful, wonderful pitcher.
As long as we're talking pitching, we're up against a break here, and I know you got to get ready for a game tonight. I was outraged that Yuri Perez got pulled after 7 perfect innings. Your take, I mean, you played at the highest level. To me, the notion of stealing, and I get it. I totally understand why. The notion of stealing an opportunity to do something that almost no one does in history, yeah, I thought was a bad look. What was your take on it?
Well, it was a bad look. I mean, there's no doubt about that. The look didn't look good, but I probably would have given him one more inning and then gone from there. I do know exactly what this organization is about and how closely they watch their pitchers. And on times, they talk to their pitchers about the game plan beforehand. And I think that maybe was discussed that Yuri's going to be right around 90. When he got there, Clayton McCullough took him out of the game. But Clayton didn't feel good about that decision either. But at the same time, as a manager, as a coach, the last thing that you want is a pitcher to get hurt on your watch. You don't want it, and you just have to protect some of these guys from themselves. I mean, the last 3 days, though, there's been other no-hitters. You seen the dude, Jared Jones, yesterday had a perfect game in Pittsburgh, but he just came off the injured list, so they shut him down. And then you had Cease. They were thinking about shutting him down, but he finally gave up a hit. But it's just a different game these days. Every now and then you'll get a guy that they'll give an opportunity to go for a no-hitter, but I would have allowed him to go back out there for at least the 8th inning and see how that would have went.
I mean, back in my day, Louis Tiant was throwing 350 pitches a game, Rod.
Yeah, they don't make them like that anymore. They don't make them like that. And he was throwing them from all different angles and everything, you know what I mean?
He was
fun to watch.
He was fun to watch.
El Tiante.
You ever seen his wind-up, Crowder, Louis Tiant?
I don't know who
you
got to
educate
about.
Him, Hawk. You got to educate these young guys, man.
He said, you know Rod,
Randy Johnson.
Rod said he's getting older and he's got to watch his cholesterol. So I'm 56. This is how I really recognize that I'm getting older. The other night, I ordered Flanagan's, and instead of getting French fries with my chicken Philly, I got coleslaw.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, as I got old, I like coleslaw. Do you like coleslaw? Mm-mm.
I don't eat much of coleslaw, but I do like salads and different things like that. And I have changed my diet a little bit as I've gotten a little bit older. But I like it. It makes me feel better when I eat clean and different things like that. It just makes you feel good.
I'll tell you what. Add a little coleslaw to the diet. Your broadcast will never feel the same.
Hell with coleslaw, Rod. Don't let them do that to you.
Right.
Hey, real quick, at the perfect game, is there certain things? As I know how the game is when you get to those perfect games. They look for the spin rate. They look for the arm speed. They look for the speed and all. Everything is measured. Everything is measured. So you're telling your son the right thing, man. Don't miss them fastballs. If you don't ever tell him nothing else, don't miss those fastballs, because if you can't hit the fastball, you'll never get here. You got to hit that fastball.
I appreciate it.
Don't miss
them. They give me a hard time, Rod, because I coach from the stands on my daughter's.
I tell
son.
You, you got to let the coach coach. No. You can't be the dad coaching from the stands, superseding what the actual coach.
But if you
want
coach, get out in the dugout. If you want coach.
There you go. Get in the dugout.
But, Rod, I know he's about to throw this outside curve.
And so you tell
him outside curve.
Oh no, you can't.
I tell him what ball's coming.
You're gonna get kicked out. Yeah. They're gonna kick you. You're gonna get kicked out.
You're gonna be sitting at the Applebee's with me and coleslaw.
If you yell curveball, one of these kids, they're gonna be listening to you. They're gonna throw a fastball inside and smoke somebody. You better be careful.
Rod Allen.
I'm the best dad. I'm a passionate dad.
Listen to him
tonight.
That's
okay. That's okay.
Right here.
Yeah, listen tonight.
104.3 FM WQAM 640 first pitch. From the LD.
I thought you wasn't going to go there.
I was throwing him a little bone. He felt a little left out here at the end.
He don't talk very much either.
From the lone what?
So I don't
the lone zone.
The lone zone. We'll see you, Rod.
All right, thanks, guys.
There you go, Rod Allen from Lone Depot Park. You can hear the game tonight right here on 104.3 WQAM. 5 o'clock hour is coming up, and we'll have the headlines for you. We'll keep you updated on World Cup action, France and Morocco, 0-0, 49th minute right now. They're in 5 minutes of stoppage time in the first half. So do not go anywhere. 5 o'clock hour is coming up.
Uh-oh.
What happened?
My screenshot left me, but my screenshot is back, son. So I got to tell everybody that you are celebrating.
What does that even mean? My screenshot left me.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
Baseball.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
People say, "I got you," all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. We Share Health. We got you.
Graybar helps you install faster and smarter with kitting, staging, wire carts, Graybar smart reels, and delivery notifications. We take the hassle out of your job site so you can focus on what you do best, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhanced game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane.
Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's, it's refreshing!